All right, so today we're going to be diving into something that I think you're going to love. You're super interested in XR, and you've told me before you're all about those open source tools, things that are really built to last and that are going to actually help us move education and society forward.
Yeah. Finding tools that can really stand the test of time, I think, is absolutely crucial, especially for something as transformative as XR.
For sure. And here's the thing. A lot of us get so caught up, right, in like the latest VR set or the newest AR glasses, but you've been smart enough to realize that locking yourself into like one company's ecosystem, that could be a huge risk,
It's
right?
a big risk.
What if they go belly up? What if, the next big thing comes along and suddenly your, expensive headset is just a paperweight?
Yeah, absolutely. That's where I think the open source solutions, they really shine. They're built on collaboration, on shared knowledge, and kind of on the idea that tech should be adaptable, accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. And that brings us to what we're unpacking today, right? XRSH, which stands for XR Shell. It's this really, cutting edge web XR Linux distribution, and it's turning heads in the XR world, and for good reason.
It is. What's really fascinating about it, I think, is that XRSH takes something that we're all familiar with web browsers and really kind of turns it into this key to these long-lasting XR experiences. Think about it. Like even the most expensive, cutting-edge VR headset you can buy, it still comes with a browser.
Right.
It has to have that.
So even if the company that made it, tanks, that browser is still there. It's your portal to experiences built on like open standards.
Exactly. And that's what XRSH is leveraging to create this bring your own OS kind of approach to XR. You're not limited by just the software that happens to be pre-installed on the headset. You're bringing the power and flexibility of Linux and all the amazing tools that come with it right into your virtual world.
Okay. I'm picturing this like Linux terminal floating in my VR space. But can you really use like familiar command line tools in XR?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine having like your favorite Linux text editor, Via Nano, even CodeMirror for those who are more visually inclined, right there within your XR experience. Editing code, writing scripts, managing files, all the things that you might do on your desktop, but now in this incredibly immersive 3D environment.
Hold on. So I can like write code inside my VR headset. That's
Yeah.
next level multitasking. But what languages are we even talking about here? Like, what can I use?
So XRSH, it's like a polyglot paradise. You have a buffet of choices. It supports shell scripting, awk, Python specifically, the lightweight MicroPython JavaScript, so you can directly control your browser and your XR experience, and even Lua.
So I could be like using Python to handle some logic for my game or my experience, and at the same time be using JavaScript to change like the lighting in my virtual scene, all
Yeah.
from like a terminal inside my XR world.
That's exactly the beauty of it. And they've taken it further by including GNU Screen in there,
Okay.
which lets you manage multiple terminal sessions within XRSH. So you could have a whole command line control center kind of floating there with you.
Okay, I'm already seeing the appeal for someone who, wants to build something lasting. But let's talk practicality for a minute, right? Like,
Right.
how do I actually interact with the WebXR content itself? How do I go from like typing commands into a terminal to actually seeing changes in my 3D environment?
That is a great question. And XRSH handles this through what they call a file system interface.
Okay.
You're not just, typing in abstract commands. You're directly manipulating files that represent the actual elements of your WebXR experience.
Okay.
It's almost like you have the blueprints to your virtual world, laid out right in front of you, ready to be edited and tweaked.
Okay. I need a concrete example. So, like, how would I, let's say, add a new 3D model to my scene?
Okay, so let's say you find this awesome 3D model online that you just have to have in your world. With XRSH, it's as simple as using the require command. You just paste in the URL, boom, just like that, you've imported the model's files right into your XR experience.
Wow. That sounds incredibly streamlined. But what if I need to make like quick changes to how that model behaves? Like on the fly adjustments.
There's a command for that too. You can use the JS command to execute JavaScript snippets directly from the terminal,
Oh, wow.
making those on-the-fly adjustments a breeze.
So no more jumping back and forth between like a million different applications. I can
Yeah.
like manage everything right there in my XR environment.
That's the idea.
That's amazing.
And for those who really, really like to tinker with JavaScript code, they even have a JS REPL available. It's like an interactive JavaScript shell right there in your XR terminal. Yeah. Talk about power at your fingertips.
I'm getting the feeling that XRSH is designed for a certain kind of XR creator. You know, someone who likes to like really get under the hood and have a lot of control. Is that right?
Yeah. You're spot on. And what's even cooler is this concept of Unixy event hooks. And this is where the real power and flexibility of XRSH really shines through.
Okay. Unixy event hooks. That sounds a little technical. Can you break that down for someone who's not, you know, a Linux guru?
Sure. Think of it like setting up this this chain reaction. You place scripts in this special directory. And these scripts, they spring into action when specific events happen within your XR experience. It's almost like setting up dominoes. One action automatically triggers, you know, a whole series of other tasks.
Oh, so I could set it up so that when I, like, copy and paste a file into my XR environment, a script automatically adds it to my scene or, like, opens it in a text editor or something like that.
Exactly. And it even gets more powerful than that. Imagine you're working on, like, a 3D scene and you're tweaking the HTML code that defines its structure. You can use XRSH to actually watch for changes to that code and have your 3D scene update in real time. It's like having a live preview of your code, but in full 3D immersion.
Oh, that would be a dream for like anyone who does like 3D modeling or animation. It sounds like these event hooks really unlock a whole new level of like control and customization.
They really do. And they're not just limited to file changes either. You can set up hooks for all sorts of things like entering or exiting VR mode, for example. This opens up, you know, tons of possibilities for creating these truly, truly dynamic and interactive experiences.
Okay. My mind is like racing with possibilities now, but we've been talking a lot about like individual files and scripts and stuff like that. Is there a way to like package up a whole WebXR experience within XRSH, like as a single unit?
There is. They've created something called XRSH packages.
Okay.
These are basically zip files that contain all the elements of your WebXR scene, along with like a clear starting point for launching the experience.
So it's like bundling up like all the code, the models, the assets, you know, all the stuff you need for a specific XR world into a single file that I could then easily share with others.
Exactly. And you have options for loading these packages too. You can copy and paste them, you can drag and drop them, or even use the upload command. It's very flexible.
That's convenient.
It is.
So like if I created, you know, a really cool XR learning module, I could like package it up and share it with, you know, teachers around the world. They could just load it into their own XRSH environment and boom, they're off to the races.
That is precisely the kind of thinking that XRSH encourages. And to address any security concerns you might have, they've even built in the ability to like disable certain hooks if needed.
Okay.
So, you know, you can be confident that untrusted packages aren't going to run amok on your system.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So we've covered how XRSH brings the power of Linux to WebXR, all these, you know, amazing tools and languages you have at your disposal, these amazing event hooks and packages. But there's one piece of the puzzle I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around. How does the terminal environment actually talk to the web browser where my, like, WebXR content is running? Like, what's that connection point?
That's where things get really interesting from a kind of a technical perspective. So XRSH is designed for this like seamless interoperability between the terminal and the browser. So JavaScript code that's running in your browser can actually fetch files directly from the XRSH file system.
Wait. So the browser can like peek into the file that are part of the XRSH environment. That's pretty cool. But also that sounds like it could have, you know, some security implications.
You're right to be, you know, cautious. That's why XRSH takes like this very security first approach. So currently only a specific directory is exposed to the browser and files need to have like special permissions to be accessible. It's you know, it's almost like lending someone your house key, right? You need to set those clear boundaries.
That makes sense. It sounds like they've struck a really like clever balance between like allowing for interoperability, but also making sure that things stay, you know, secure.
Exactly. And this two-way communication, it's not just about the browser fetching files. XRSH can also execute JavaScript functions that are defined in the browser, which makes it incredibly easy to blend your, you know, your XR experiences with, you know, existing web technologies.
So it's like having this bridge between, you know, the powerful world of Linux and like the vast ecosystem of the web, all within like my XR environment.
Yeah.
That opens up like a ton of creative possibilities.
You're getting it. And that's precisely what makes XRSH such a compelling platform. It's not just about, you know, creating these cool 3D visuals. It's about having the tools and the flexibility to build truly innovative and durable XR experiences that can really make a difference in the world.
That's right. And that kind of brings us back to the heart of what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Like durable technology that can benefit society, that can benefit education and technology that can, you know, really outlast the hype cycles and that inevitable march of new hardware.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm starting to see how XRSH like really fits that bill. I mean,
yeah.
So many educators get stuck, right? They invest in these platforms and then like a year later, they're obsolete or they're too expensive to maintain.
Right.
But with XRSH, they can build these amazing XR learning experiences, right?
Yeah.
And they're accessible to anyone with a browser, mm-hmm. regardless of what kind of headset they're using or if they're even using a headset at all.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's about creating educational resources that are truly future-proof, you know, not tied to the whims of a particular company or a particular device. And the beauty of it is that XRSH is designed to be incredibly accessible even for someone who's just starting out.
Okay. So let's say, like, I'm a teacher, right? I'm intrigued by this, but I'm like, where do I even begin? I'm pretty comfortable with tech. You know, but Linux and command lines, those aren't exactly my forte.
Well, the great thing is you don't need to be a Linux expert to dive in. The first step is as simple as visiting their website, which is it's xrsh.isvery.ninja. And you can actually experience XRSH directly in your browser.
Great.
Even without a VR headset.
Oh, so I can like kind of get a feel for the environment, like start playing around with the command line interface, you know, like get my feet wet a little bit before diving in head first.
Exactly.
Okay, that's reassuring. But what about like when I'm ready to take the plunge and actually start like building something? You know, are there resources available to kind of like guide me through that process?
Absolutely. They've got fantastic documentation. They've got tutorials to walk you through the basics. Their XRSH manual is particularly helpful. It covers everything from like setting up your environment to mastering all the commands and the features. And, you know, and remember, XRSH is built on the foundation of Linux, which has this massive and incredibly supportive community.
Right.
So if you ever get stuck, there's a whole world of online resources and forums where you can, you know, you can find answers, you can connect with other users.
I love that. It's the beauty of open source, right?
Yeah.
It's like that community driven support is just, it's invaluable.
Absolutely.
Okay. Accessibility is clearly like a priority, but let's talk about the kind of the creative side of things. What's it actually like to like develop an XR experience with an XRSH? Is it drastically different from like traditional game development or 3D modeling?
It's a unique and exciting blend of kind of familiar workflows and completely new ways of thinking. You still have your trusty Linux tools, the command line, text editors, scripting languages, but now you're working within this immersive 3D environment, which opens up, you know, all sorts of possibilities for interacting with your code and seeing your creations come to life right before your eyes.
Yeah, so it's like you have the precision and control of the command line combined with like the intuitive and engaging nature of XR. It's the best of both worlds. But how do those like Unixy event hooks that we talked about earlier, like how do they factor into this whole like development process?
Oh, they become incredibly powerful tools for building these truly interactive and dynamic XR experiences. You know, remember that chain reaction analogy.
Uh-huh.
Well, imagine using those event hooks to like trigger specific actions based on user interactions within your XR world.
Okay. I'm following you. Give me like a specific example. So let's say I'm like designing an XR educational module, right?
Yeah.
About the solar system.
Yep.
How could I use those hooks to like make it more engaging for students?
Okay. So let's say a student, you know, clicks on a planet in your virtual solar system. You could use an event hook to trigger like a detailed explanation of that planet. Maybe even launch a mini game when they answer a question correctly.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, it's all about creating those aha moments and really making learning an adventure.
Yeah, yeah. It's like adding those extra layers of like depth and interactivity that really bring that educational experience to life.
Yeah.
It's no longer just about like passively absorbing information, right? It's about like actively exploring and engaging with the subject matter.
Exactly. And because you're working within the Linux ecosystem, you have access to this vast library of tools and resources that can that can enhance your XR creations even further. You know, you could incorporate like physics engines for realistic movements. You can use 3D modeling libraries for creating like intricate objects, and even AI algorithms for truly intelligent and responsive experiences.
Wow, the possibilities are like truly endless. But you know, we've been focusing a lot on the educational side of things. Can you give me an example of how XRSH could be used in other industries, like maybe something a bit more unexpected?
Sure. Let's dive into the world of therapy and mental health. Imagine creating these immersive VR experiences that can help people, you know, confront their anxieties, you know, practice mindfulness techniques, or even explore traumatic memories. But in this, you know, safe and controlled environment, XRSH could provide the foundation for building these really powerful therapeutic tools.
Yeah, that's a really powerful use case. And you know, XRSH's accessibility and its open source nature, that means that these types of therapeutic experiences could reach a much wider audience, you know, potentially helping countless individuals.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring to think about the positive impact that it could have.
It is. And it's just one example of how XRSH is kind of breaking down the barriers between technology and human well-being.
Yeah. Okay. So we've covered like the accessibility of XRSH, the kind of exciting development process, its potential impact in various fields, including some unexpected ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's maybe delve a little deeper into the kind of the technical side of things. We talked about the interaction between the terminal and the browser.
Mm.
But what are some of the like nuances of that relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Like what are some of the things to keep in mind?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, you know, JavaScript in the browser, it can access files from the XRSH file system.
Right.
But there's this delicate dance between functionality and security.
Right. We talked about that, like house key analogy, right?
Right.
Like XRSH only exposes a specific directory to the browser, and files need special permissions to be accessed.
Exactly. And there are even additional measures in place to sanitize user input and prevent like common web vulnerabilities, you know, really ensuring that the system stays secure.
Okay. So it's reassuring to know that they've taken like this multi-layered approach to security. But what about like the kind of the practical side of integrating XRSH with like existing web technologies? Like how difficult is it to make those two worlds talk to each other?
It's surprisingly straightforward. One of XRSH's, I think, coolest features is its ability to execute JavaScript functions directly from the terminal.
Okay.
This means that you can seamlessly integrate XRSH with any web page or web application that supports JavaScript, which is pretty much everything these days.
Hold on. So I could have like a website, right? With like an interactive 3D element that's completely controlled by XRSH running in the background.
Precisely. You could even have XRSH respond to events that are happening on that webpage, creating this incredibly dynamic and integrated experience. It's really like blurring the lines between the XR world and the traditional web.
Okay. Okay. So paint me a picture. Like give me a real world example of how this could be used.
Sure. So imagine you're a teacher, right?
Yeah.
And you're creating an online quiz for your students.
Right.
Instead of just having, you know, multiple choice questions on this boring web page, you decide to spice things up with this, you know, this immersive 3D element. And it's powered by XRSH. And, you know, as the students answer questions, the XRSH environment changes. It provides like visual feedback and it really makes the quiz like this captivating exploration.
Oh, that's cool. It's like taking online learning from two dimensions to three, making it interactive, making it fun.
Exactly. And it highlights the power of XRSH's, you know, interoperability with the web. It's not just about creating these isolated XR experiences. It's about weaving those experiences into the fabric of the web, creating this more seamless and engaging digital world.
Yeah. It's like XR is no longer this separate thing. It's becoming an integrated part of our online experience. This is blowing my mind.
Okay.
Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, there's one more thing that we touched on earlier that I want to like explore a little bit further. Those XR fragments.
Okay.
I'm still not quite sure I like grasp how they work, like what they're all about.
Okay. So XR fragments, these are a clever way to kind of navigate and share specific moments within XR experiences. Remember those URL fragments, the bits of text that come after, like the hash symbol in a web address.
Yeah, yeah.
So XRSH uses those to point to like particular sections or states within an XR world.
Okay. I'm starting to like see the light here.
Yeah.
So it's like bookmarking a specific location or moment within an XR experience, and then I can like share that bookmark with others.
You got it. So imagine exploring this massive virtual museum, right? Built with XRSH. You stumble upon this exhibit that just completely captivates you, and you want to share that specific experience with a friend. Instead of sending them a link to the entire museum, you can use an XR fragment to create a URL that takes them directly to that exhibit. It's like teleporting them to that exact spot in the virtual world.
That's incredible. It opens up so many possibilities for education, for storytelling, for like even virtual tourism.
Exactly.
And because it's based on like standard URL conventions, it's incredibly like user-friendly and easy to integrate with existing web technologies.
Exactly. And as XRSH evolves, I think we'll see even more creative uses of XR fragments emerge. It's all about, you know, it's all about making XR more accessible, more shareable, and more interconnected with the web that we use every day.
Okay. Before we move on, I want to like circle back to something we touched on earlier. Those like core values that like drew us to XRSH in the first place, right? Open source, durability, and its potential to like really make a difference in the world.
Yeah, those are the guiding principles that make XRSH so much more than just, you know, another piece of software. It's a movement, it's a philosophy, it's this commitment to building a better future through open and accessible technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's unpack how XRSH like embodies those values in a tangible way.
Okay. Well, the open source nature of XRSH, this is fundamental to its longevity and its potential impact. By making the source code freely available, they're ensuring that XRSH can be adapted, it can be extended, it can be improved by anyone, regardless of their technical skills or their financial resources.
It's like collective ownership of the platform's future in a way.
Yes.
And that has some really exciting implications.
Oh, it does. For starters, it fosters transparency. You know, anyone can examine the code, understand how it works, identify any potential issues. It's about building trust and accountability within the community.
Yeah, and it also encourages like collaboration, right? Like developers from all over the world can contribute their ideas, their expertise, their code to make XRSH even better. It's like this like global brain trust for XR innovation.
Precisely. And perhaps most importantly, it guarantees a level of longevity that's really rare in the tech world, you know, because XRSH isn't tied to any specific company or product, you know, it's not going to disappear overnight if a company changes direction or goes out of business.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know?
That's music to the ears of anyone who wants to like invest in technology for the long haul.
Yeah.
Especially for something as important as education.
Exactly. XRSH's, you know, open source foundation, it provides that much needed stability. It's a platform that can, you know, evolve and adapt with the times, you know, meeting the changing needs of educators and learners without being held hostage by proprietary interests.
Okay. So open source is clearly a like key ingredient in XRSH's recipe for success.
Mm.
But how does it specifically like cater to the needs of educators and learners?
Well, first and foremost, it's incredibly accessible. Because it runs in any modern web browser, students and teachers can access XRSH from virtually any device. Laptops, desktops, tablets, even smartphones.
So it removes that barrier of needing like specialized hardware or complex software installations. Like anyone with an internet connection can just like jump right in.
Exactly. It's truly plug and play XR. And secondly, XRSH is incredibly versatile. It can be used to create, you know, a wide range of learning experiences, interactive simulations, virtual field trips, immersive storytelling, collaborative design projects. The possibilities are really endless.
It's like a digital playground for the imagination where learning becomes like an adventure.
It is. And perhaps most importantly, XRSH empowers educators to take control and create these custom learning experiences that are really tailored to the specific needs of their students. It's not about being limited to you know, pre-made content. It's about having the freedom to design these unique and engaging XR experiences.
So it's about giving teachers the tools to unleash their creativity and become like XR pioneers in their classrooms.
Exactly. XRSH truly puts the power of XR creation in the hands of educators.
Okay. So we've established that XRSH is open source, it's durable, it's accessible, it's versatile, and it's empowering for educators. It sounds like the ideal platform for anyone who wants to like shape the future of learning.
Yeah.
But let's not forget about the amazing community that surrounds XRSH.
Oh, the community is the heart and soul of XRSH. They're the ones who are driving its growth, its innovation, and its impact.
Absolutely. So how does XRSH like foster that sense of community among its users and developers? Like what makes it so special?
Well, for starters, they have an incredibly active and welcoming online community. Their forum is a fantastic place for users to ask questions, share their creations, get help from other members, and just connect with like-minded individuals. It's a hub for knowledge sharing and mutual support.
So it's like a virtual water cooler for XR enthusiasts.
It is. And they also have a real-time chat channel where users can, you know, collaborate on projects, brainstorm ideas, and just hang out.
It's incredible how technology can bring people together even if they're, you know, miles apart.
It truly is. And the XRSH developers themselves are very, very active within the community, answering questions, providing guidance, incorporating feedback from users. It's a very very collaborative and responsive environment.
That's awesome. It shows that they're truly like invested in building like a strong and supportive community around the platform.
Absolutely. And the community isn't just, you know, limited to developers. You know, educators, artists, researchers, anyone who's passionate about XR is welcome to join.
So it's a truly diverse and inclusive community united by this shared belief and the power of XR and open source.
Precisely. And that diversity of perspectives is what makes the XRSH community so vibrant and innovative.
Okay. So we've talked about the online community, but are there opportunities for XRSH users to like connect and collaborate in the real world?
There are. XRSH has been featured at various tech conferences and hackathons, you know, bringing together developers, educators, XR enthusiasts from all over the world. It's a chance to meet face to face, to share ideas, to build cool stuff together and really push the boundaries of what's possible with XRSH.
That's fantastic. It's not just an online movement. It's a real world community of people who are passionate about shaping the future of XR.
It is. And those in-person events are incredibly valuable for building connections, you know, sparking new collaborations and really accelerating the development of XRSH.
Yeah. It's like the collective energy of the community is kind of propelling XRSH forward.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of open source. It's not just about lines of code. It's about people coming together to create something truly amazing.
It's inspiring to see technology being used to foster collaboration and to empower communities. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to address one more aspect of XRSH that I find like particularly intriguing. It's potential for social impact.
Ah, yes. XRSH is more than just, you know, a cool piece of technology. It's a tool for positive change.
Exactly. We've talked about its potential in education.
Yeah.
But what other like societal challenges could XRSH help address?
The possibilities are vast.
Yeah.
Imagine using XRSH to create immersive experiences that raise awareness about climate change, that promote empathy and understanding between cultures or provide like virtual training for essential skills in underserved communities.
Yeah. Those are incredible examples. It's like using the power of XR to amplify important voices and to connect people across, you know, geographical and social barriers.
Precisely. XRSH's, you know, accessibility and its open source nature, they make it the ideal platform for building these types of socially impactful experiences.
It's exciting to think about how XRSH could be used to make a real difference in the world, addressing not just, you know, educational challenges, but broader societal issues as well.
It's about harnessing the power of XR for good. And it's just the beginning. You know, as the XRSH community continues to grow and innovate, I'm confident that we'll see even more, you know, amazing and impactful applications emerge.
Okay, so we've explored the vibrant community that surrounds XRSH, the kind of the ethical considerations that are baked into its design and its potential to drive positive social change.
It's been a fascinating journey so far, and we've only just, you know, scratched the surface of what XRSH can do.
I couldn't agree more. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll shift our focus to the future of XRSH and the broader implications of this open source XR revolution.
That's where things get really exciting. We'll explore how XRSH is poised to transform not just education, but countless other industries and aspects of our lives.
So it's a future brimming with potential, and XRSH is leading the way. All right, so welcome back. We've been spending this deep dive exploring the really incredible world of XRSH, this open source platform that's really pushing the boundaries of what's possible with WebXR.
Yeah, we've seen how it empowers creators, how it really kind of dismantles those walls between XR and the traditional web, and of course how it fosters that vibrant community around its core values.
For sure. But we can't stop there. Now it's time to look ahead.
Yeah.
Right? To the future XRSH is building and really what that means for all of us.
Yeah, you know what's so exciting about open source projects like XRSH is they're constantly evolving. They're always kind of adapting to the needs and the dreams of the community.
It's like this living, breathing organism, right? It's constantly growing, constantly becoming more complex.
That's a perfect way to put it. And there are several factors that are really kind of fueling this evolution. First, we have the incredible advancements that are happening in WebXR itself. You know, as web browsers become more powerful, more capable, XRSH is going to be able to leverage those advancements to create even richer, even more immersive experiences.
So it's like XRSH is riding that wave of progress, right? Always kind of pushing the limits of what's possible within the browser.
Precisely. And then there's the incredible creativity and the ingenuity of the XRSH community. You know, we've talked about how passionate they are. They're always coming up with these new ways to use XRSH. They're creating novel tools. They're extending its functionality. It's like this constant stream of innovation coming from all directions.
It really does feel like this collective effort, right?
Yeah.
A group of people just like working together to really unlock the true potential of XR.
It is. And let's not forget the growing recognition of XR's potential across various industries. You know, as more and more organizations embrace XR for training, for education, for simulation, for even, you know, entertainment, the demand for open and accessible solutions like XRSH is just going to continue to skyrocket.
So XRSH is perfectly positioned to kind of become this leader in this rapidly, you know, expanding world of XR.
Yeah.
But what does that future actually look like? Like what can we expect?
Well, we can already see XRSH making waves in education, right? We yeah. talked about how it empowers teachers to create custom learning experiences, to really kind of break free from the limitations of textbooks and those traditional classroom settings.
Right. It's about turning learning into an adventure, making it interactive, engaging, fun.
Exactly. And as XRSH matures and more kind of educational resources become available, I think we can expect to see even wider adoption in schools and universities and online learning platforms.
It's exciting to imagine this future where immersive XR experiences mm-hmm. are just like seamlessly woven into the fabric of education.
Absolutely. And beyond kind of that traditional education, XRSH holds this immense potential for workplace training and professional development. You know, imagine a world where employees can learn new skills and practice, you know, complex procedures in these realistic, risk-free virtual environments.
So a surgeon could practice like a delicate operation, right, in a virtual operating room before ever, like stepping foot in a real one.
Exactly.
And like a pilot could simulate, you know, emergency landings and all sorts of like challenging weather conditions.
Precisely. XRSH provides this perfect platform for building these highly specialized and effective training simulations. And because it's web-based, these, you know, these training experiences can be accessed from anywhere in the world, eliminating, you know, travel costs and really making them available to a much, much wider audience.
Yeah, it's a game changer for industries where safety and precision are just like paramount. But let's not limit ourselves to just training, right? We've also touched on XRSH's potential in the world of like design and engineering.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine architects and engineers collaborating on 3D designs in real time, working together in a shared virtual space, you know, walking through a building before it's even been built, interacting with the design elements, making changes on the fly.
So instead of just like staring at blueprints or 3D models on a screen,
yeah,
they could actually experience the design like firsthand, right? Get that true sense of scale and spatial relationships.
Exactly. XRSH could revolutionize collaborative design, you know, allowing teams to identify potential issues early on, to streamline the entire design process and ultimately create, you know, better, more innovative products and structures.
And this collaborative potential, it extends beyond design, right? I mean, imagine researchers from around the globe working together in this shared virtual lab, conducting experiments, analyzing data in ways that were just like previously unimaginable.
Yeah, that's the beauty of XRSH, right? It breaks down those geographical barriers and it opens up this world of collaborative possibilities across countless fields.
Yeah, and we're already seeing like glimpses of this collaborative future.
Yeah.
But as you know, XR technologies continue to advance, the potential applications of XRSH are only going to become more and more profound.
Absolutely. We're really on the cusp of this major shift in how we work, how we learn, how we create, how we interact with the world around us.
And what's so exciting is that XRSH is really at the forefront of this XR revolution,
right,
leading the charge toward a more, you know, open, accessible, and collaborative future.
And a future that's driven by this community of passionate individuals who truly believe in the power of open source technology to make a positive impact on the world.
So as we conclude our deep dive into XRSH, what's like the one takeaway you want our listener to really remember?
XR is more than just a platform. It's a glimpse into the future of XR, a future where immersive experiences are no longer kind of confined to these expensive headsets or proprietary ecosystems. It's a future where XR is seamlessly integrated into our lives, empowering us to learn, to create, to collaborate, and to connect in these truly, truly transformative ways.
It's a beautiful vision of the future. And what's so inspiring is that it's a future we can all help create.
Exactly. The power of XRSH really does lie in its open source nature, its passionate community, and its commitment to accessibility and collaboration. You know, it's a call to action for anyone who believes in the transformative potential of XR.
So go explore XRSH, join the community, and let's build this incredible future together.